When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to warriors. I'm Jeff and I'm from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran, escapee, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hey.
Also here is Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
Hey.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So, it's been pretty nasty weather around here lately, really hot, so I thought we'd talk about storms, because those sound like fun ideas at this point in time, as opposed to all this heat.
Yeah, they do.
So, something we didn't have a lot of last year, snow. What go wrong in a snowstorm?
You could find two identical snowflakes and break reality.
Yeah, that would be bad, because unless you have some sort of machine stashed away to help you fight off the, you know, like, paradox that would form from finding two identical snowflakes, basically the whole world would just invert on itself and turn into a black hole. And that would be really unfortunate. Especially during a snowstorm, because snow's pretty.
I just thought that you would have been out in the snow.
You have to think when you're in a snowstorm about how dangerous snow actually is.
Really dangerous.
It's really pretty, but it's also really deadly. Like, underneath snow, a lot of times, like on roofs, there builds up a layer of ice because the snow melts, but the water goes down towards the roof and then it refreezes. And so it creates basically this sheer layer of ice underneath the snow that at any given moment could just go sliding off of a roof and, you know, straight through your skull. Or also your living room window, which is something that actually happened when I was a kid. And it's scary because then there's glass everywhere and it's all over and you have to like shovel glass and snow out of your living room. And there's more snow coming in because there's like 6 feet of snow. It's a mess. Snow is not all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah. And even I think Chrissy's got best case scenario in Boys where everything's flat when a snowstorm happens. Everything's graded. If you drive snow and responsibly in the snow, then you should be okay with your car. But in Portland here, Jeff, the streets aren't graded well at all. There are many hills that just twist up and down with switchbacks. We are routinely featured in web videos on the vlogs with our bad drivers who try to go down these hills in a snowstorm and just like destroy 20 cars doing it. You could be one of those cars, or a person in that car, or a pedestrian that gets hit by one of these runaway cars trying to do probably things that aren't really important during a snowstorm and just die. So don't go outside during a snowstorm, kids.
I do really like that you considered this to be a poorly graded area, as if we all had a choice in the matter, which is very optimistic in the sense that we could recreate the geology and geographical features that we have, which make us great. But I also like that snow is both beautiful and deadly, like a dragon's hoard.
Ooh.
Just imagining it glisten in the night, beautiful, silent, lurking.
That'd have to be a white dragon, though.
Yeah, and talking about white dragons, ice storms, which are different than snowstorms in the sense that that ice is already there hitting your car and you while you're outside, causing flash freezing.
We get these a decent amount. I mean, it's weird because I live in a desert, but it's at a pretty high elevation, which means that our summers are just abysmally hot and our winters are really frigidly cold. The ice storms, they just come out of nowhere. And all, like, you go from perfectly great roads that are dry and easy, so you'll, like, get to work on these good roads, and then the ice storm comes, and then you have an ice skating rink for roads. And they're not fit to drive. I mean, really, there would be better to ice skate home. Now that I think about it, that's not a good idea either, because ice skating blades are sharp, and there would be too many of them on the roads, and people would get cut. But yeah, just ice everywhere. And it hangs on the trees and it creates just this, you know, encasement across the whole city, making everything you touch and every, you know, place you visit just an accident waiting to happen. There's no surface that you could not slip off of and hurt yourself.
If you have not underground, so elevated utilities perhaps on the light poles and stuff, and your internet is up there, and there's an ice storm, then those internet tools, the tubes that get the internets to you, what are they called, wires, cables, those can break under the weight of ice, and if they do so, you wouldn't have any internet. Snow probably won't damage those important internet arteries that carry all the information and cats to you, But ice storms can. The weight of that ice can just drag down those cables, or they can make the telephone poles that hold them up splinter. And that's horrible. That shouldn't happen.
And I mean, what happens when you don't have the internet is that you decide that you need to leave your house to go find some form of entertainment. And then you're just putting yourself out there on those icy roads, you know, and your certain doom.
And that's horrible. I mean, nobody wants instant icy doom.
It does lead people to, you know, go out and see friends and have actual conversations with one another as opposed to being glued to their electronic devices looking at the internet.
Right, but it's safer indoors. When you go outdoors and there's an ice storm, it doesn't, you know, your friends can't save you.
But the ninja bears will be hibernating. I should be safe at this time to go outdoors.
We're having a conversation right now, Jeff. Does this not count as an actual conversation for you?
Next topic. High winds and electrical storms.
Oh, electrical storms are pretty great. Are we talking about geomagnetic electrical storms, or like the staticky kind, or like where the sun tosses out a burp and it affects all the wires everywhere?
We could go that, or thunderstorms. These are all open topics.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thunderstorms, they can make your hair stand out on end.
And, I mean, if you do say, you know, live in the middle of a really dry desert, and you're surrounded by really combustible tinder that is known as sagebrush, all it takes is one electrical storm and your entire city is surrounded by fire.
Sounds like Idaho.
No escape. It is! It's exactly like Idaho. Imagine that.
I'm so glad I don't live there.
It's not so bad, as long as you don't have concerns about the plague, currently. Or lightning storms.
It sounds like a wasteland of misery.
It's not so bad.
That's
we
good.
Have great things. We have a lot of goats.
Okay. Goats are cool.
It has Chrissy.
That's true.
And I'm here.
That's
but
true.
But also, you know, lightning storms mean certain doom. And
certain doom?
Yeah. The thing is if your city's surrounded by fire, where are you going to go? There's no real escape. And once, like, even if your city isn't surrounded, Boise kind of sits down in a bowl. And so the air has this tendency to get trapped in the valley. It's called an inversion. And so when the lightning comes and it strikes the sagebrush and everything is going up like a matchbook because it's just so combustible. And you've got all of this smoke. It just gets trapped and it stays. And the fresh air gets, the warmer air traps the other air down into the valley. And you end up with just, you know, this festering pit of unbreathable air. But you still have to, you know, go to work because apparently it's not a good enough reason to not go to work if you have asthma and the air's bad. So, you know, you're not just facing the fire, you're also facing just really horrible air. All because of lightning. Which people think is pretty, but it's not. It's not pretty.
And if there's lightning going on and the city's surrounded by fire, you can't get that dramatic helicopter rescue that you expect from a city surrounded by fire or electrical storms because it's not safe to fly.
Yeah, exactly. That's the last thing we need at that point is just, you know, willy-nilly helicopters soaring through the air and getting struck by lightning and then just, you know, dive bombing into the city and causing more destruction and chaos.
It's a vicious cycle.
A vicious, pretty, fiery circle. Speaking of which, hurricanes. I'm sure hurricanes would help in that kind of situation. You know, blow fresh air right on in at very high speeds.
Wind is bad for fires, Jeff.
You just blow the fire out, right?
No.
Just push it away from you. Never safer.
Well, I mean, let's pretend for a minute that works.
Okay,
I'm pretending.
Okay, so the fire's out.
Yay!
But you are now covered in 30 feet of water from the waves that just came onto the shore.
Oh.
I mean, hurricanes are so destructive. They're such a destructive force. One of the biggest problems with hurricanes is similar to wildfires, actually. They're just so unpredictable. Like, we can kind of follow them at sea and see where they're going to go, but you never really know exactly when they're going to come ashore or how, you know, severe they're going to be. And so, you know, a lot of times people aren't prepared enough or they don't evacuate in time. And the hurricanes are bad.
Yeah, they never signal, the jerks.
And let's just talk about the fact that they're also just incredibly sexist because for, like, forever, they only named them after women, which is just dumb.
Is that the hurricanes' fault or the people who classified them's fault?
I'm blaming the hurricanes.
All right,
then. Blaming the hurricanes.
But they changed that, though, right?
Yeah, they changed it now.
Okay.
But still.
Progress.
Hurricanes are becoming more progressive. Good job, hurricanes.
If they're naming all storms, like, guy names and lady names, that's the thing they're doing, right?
Yeah.
So, are, like, the tropical storms lady names, and then the hurricanes are dude names, because the tropical storms are smaller? Is it linked to the dollar ratio for pay scale and stuff, or is it just, burp, let's name this hurricane, and then they pull out a thing? Or they go, oh, this one is going to conform to our conceptual realities of what sexual dimorphism looks like, and then name it.
I think that every storm gets a name, and then sometimes they turn into tropical storms, and sometimes they turn into hurricanes.
So they don't know beforehand.
Like, I think that once it's like classified as a certain level of storm, it gets a name. And then once it's named, it stays that name no matter what. And then sometimes those turn in. And I think it goes every other one. Like, it goes like boy, girl, boy, girl.
Like elementary school.
I think. Like elementary school.
But.
And Red Rover.
With the power to kill people's
version.
Hugely destructive forces of nature.
Speaking of which, tornadoes!
Ooh, you could have a really awesome movie that gets ruined by Cary Elwes.
That would be a shame.
Yeah.
I'm glad that's never happened.
Me too.
Chrissy must just think the tornadoes are great.
Well, I can't lie to you guys. There was a part of me that really wanted to be Dorothy when I was a little kid and go off to Oz.
Well, that's the only way you get to go.
Right. And so, although I found tornadoes to be terrifying, I did always kind of hope that Oz was a real place that I could visit were I to ever find myself stuck in a tornado. So although I was scared of tornadoes as a kid, I did also kind of hold out this hope that even if I got caught in one, maybe I would just go to Oz.
I mean, they are the wormholes to other dimensions.
Yeah.
Oz is the only one we know about.
So far.
Right. And I guess that is kind of scary if you think about it, because Oz had its problems, but at least, you know, as children we're prepared for those problems. We've been given the guidebook to Oz and how to survive it. But, you know, thinking about it, if there are other realities and dimensions and you got sucked into them via tornado and you didn't end up at Oz, like, you could end up somewhere really bad. Like
Newark.
Like Newark.
I'm pretty sure This is the show Slider is now being described.
Or,
which was a great show. Nobody can say anything else.
Was it about burgers?
No, it was about sliding into other dimensions.
Oh, I missed that one. If it was about burgers, yeah. I probably would have watched it, but
that's Bob's
burgers. Burgers are delicious.
Is that one about dimensional travel?
No, that one's about burgers.
See, that seems like...
And unicorns.
And unicorns?
Unicorns are in
Well,
Bob's
I
burgers.
Mean...
Unicorns yeah. are in the burgers?
Yes.
Indirectly.
Delicious burgers.
Like,
made of magic
I would
and
eat a unicorn burger. Straight up. As long as the unicorns weren't sent... Well, I probably... If the unicorn could talk, I probably wouldn't eat it.
It's only in certain stories that they can talk.
But which stories are the true stories, Jeff?
Depends on which dimension you're in.
Alright, so we find the dimension where unicorns are not sentient and are complacent with their lot and are kept as basically magic cows, and we have the burgers there.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Alright.
Good place.
See you there next week, guys.
Go all right.
team. Well, it's all the time we have. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
Later, guys. You probably won't die tonight.
And you'll probably wake up tomorrow.
Time to find some unicorns. Thanks for listening.